As always, on a Tuesday morning time for the head coach and general manager of the Calgary Stampeders, brought to you by Bonton Meat Market. Just like your team, Bonton has a game plan to ensure we help you execute the perfect eating and shopping experience every time. The new location is open now in Crowfoot, Bonton Meat Market. John Huffnagel joins us. Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Boomer. How you doing?
Doing good. The game on the weekend, certainly not the, not the prettiest one, but they all count, right? Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, you have some games that are, some wins that are prettier than others, but winning's tough. Winning's hard. So anytime you win, it's great. Whether we win or lose a game, we always look to improve. We have a lot of improvement to make.
We watch you on the sidelines. You're always taking notes. You've got your marker out. I guess give me the good and the bad from the way, from your vantage point from that game on Friday night.
First of all, offensive penalties that really hurt our rhythm, and very avoidable penalties. We had two unnecessary roughness penalties, an objectionable conduct penalty, and a time count penalty, all by the offense, which it's tough to move forward when you're going backwards. Our special teams coverage was not good. You know, we had some new guys because of injuries playing positions, and they need to be able to understand the leverage lanes and replace when their partner is being pushed inside and replace them. And, we need to get better at our coverage teams.
Everyone's very excited for Bo Levi Mitchell. It was not an overly impressive game for Bo, or like we say, for the offense. Was it what Hamilton was doing defensively? Was it maybe just a little bit out of sync? What did you see?
Well, first of all, Hamilton's a very good defensive football team. A lot of people just looked at their record but didn't understand anything about their losses. They lost to Edmonton up in Edmonton. They had the lead going to the fourth quarter. They had three turnovers in the fourth quarter and ended up on the five-yard line at the end of the game and just couldn't put it in. So, number one, they're a better football team. I think that a lot of people in Calgary gave them credit for. As having said that, they stacked the box against our running game. When we put two backs on the field, they came in with five defensive linemen and three linebackers, which was unusual. We never saw that look. We did adjust to it in the second half, and that's why Rob Cote caught four balls. But, Bo struggled a bit. He didn't see the field sometimes. And, combine his misreads along with the penalties, it was tough sledding.
It's part of the process in becoming a number one, though, isn't it, Coach?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing is, the only turnover we had in the game was Bo. They got Bo. He has to improve his ball security when he's moving around in the pocket. But for the third game in a row, he hasn't thrown the ball to the other team, which is a good thing. And he's won games. And when the game was on the line and he had to make a play, he made the play with his legs. It was a big run to get us the first down out toward midfield.
That's a big part of it, too. Like you said, he didn't turn the ball over. At least, he didn't throw it into somebody else's hands. And when he had to dump the ball off and avoid the loss of yards, he was able to do that. Not many young quarterbacks have that kind of wherewithal mentally at this point to make those plays.
You're right. Bo has done an excellent job playing the position. Every quarterback's going to have their struggles one week or another week. He has to learn from it and put it behind him and get ready for the next game. And we have a great challenge on Thursday night.
Love watching Rob Cote, John. Again, one of those guys, he's a local kid, and everybody likes to watch the local guy get it done. But he's a very useful player for you in so many ways, isn't he?
Very valuable to our football team. That's one of the reasons why the players, his teammates, select him as a captain. He does a great job in his blocking assignments, both in the run and pass game. He's skilled, has good hands, good speed, can get open in his pass routes, and does a great job for our special teams.
Another guy that kind of is in that mold, and if you're going to be in the Canadian Football League, you need to be able to play different positions, and versatility is key, and we're seeing that out of Brad Sinopoli. He gets that touchdown. He's a little bit quarterback, a little bit receiver, and I don't know that he's going to be a running back, but I was really happy to see him get that touchdown.
It was a fantastic play. We did not block it correctly. It was a run-pass option for him. He got instant pressure from the edge that should have been protected, but it wasn't. And he just made the first person miss, made another person miss, and got to the towards the sideline and got a couple key blocks by his teammates and a great touchdown run.
True. Yeah. And you needed it, too. That's that always helps. John Hufnagel, head coach and general manager of the Calgary Stampeders, is our guest for Bon Ton Meats. When we talked, I guess it was about a week ago, it looked like maybe Keon Raymond was close and Daron Mayo was going to be out. And now, 1 week later, it looks as though Mayo is the guy who's close to returning and not yet for Keon Raymond.
You're exactly right. I'm very pleased that Daron most likely will be at the game. We'll have to make some adjustments again in the secondary because Keon's leg just isn't right yet.
And Buddy Jackson also on the outs this week?
Yeah, Buddy had that slight hamstring strain, and we got to give him a week off. So Brandon McDonald come into the lineup, and also Jeremy Williams.
Juwan Simpson, I guess just watching that play over and over again, what was it that got Juwan? Because he, not often that guy goes down and stays down. It seemed like it was kind of a freak thing.
It was kind of freakish. His main injury was to his arm, upper arm.
Yeah.
And the collision kind of pinched the nerve a bit, and that's that was the main problem. Also on the play, he got a slight hip pointer. So he was hobbling around yesterday in practice, but he's practicing. He's getting better each and every day, so he should be full speed by Thursday night.
Well, you talk about freak things. The impact that that guy takes over the course of a game, and it was a little one like that that got him dinged in two different areas. The Eskimos, it's going to be an absolute treat to watch this one coming up on Thursday. Now, for you on a short week, because it is a Thursday game, what are the specific changes that you as the coach will make for this team? I know that it's lighter workouts and routines change a little bit, but so kind of if you can walk us through the specifics of getting ready for a Thursday nighter.
Well, first of all, the players had the day after the game off, and then on Sunday we had a late meeting, 3:30, which gave the coaches a good day and a half to put the game plan together. We had our meetings, and we went out for a walkthrough practice for about 45 minutes. We were able to cover our offense, defense, and special teams in that walkthrough practice, which was would be what we would consider day one. And then yesterday we had day two, but we had a good full-speed practice. We'll do it again today, or kind of the last dress rehearsal, and then have a quick walkthrough Wednesday morning, bus up to Edmonton, and get a good night's sleep, and play a pretty good football team at their house.
I don't think we as observers can really appreciate how short that week is, can we?
Well, basically, the onus is on the players. We had the luxury in our first two games to have long weeks to get ready. And my point of emphasis going into the Hamilton game is, hey, man, you had 8 days to prepare yourself to get ready for the first two league games. Now you have half the time to do it. So you have to organize your time and make sure that you're still getting the same amount of work done, study done, in a limited amount of time. And so they accomplished it last week. Hopefully there's a carryover to what their program was to get ready for Hamilton, and maybe even accelerate it because we have to play better up there.
John Hufnagel, the head coach and GM of the Calgary Stampeders, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Mike Riley and the Edmonton Eskimos await you up in Edmonton. And kind of surprising, when I think of Mike Riley, I don't know that I think of a scrambling quarterback, but there he is near the top of the league in overall rushing yards, 199. Something you're going to have to pay specific attention to, won't it?
Yeah, no question about it. He's a quarterback that is very competitive. If he's close to the first down marker, he's not going to slide. He's going to cut back and do everything he can to get the first down yardage. And he's hard to bring down in the pocket. I mean, you have to wrap him up. If you just put a hand on him, that's not going to bring him down. So he can hurt you with his arm because he can throw the ball very accurately. He likes to throw the ball up and over, down the field. They do a great job with their receiver screens and provide the receiver good blocking on the perimeter, and they have a very good running back. He has a great change of directions, strong leg. Our defense has their hands full.
And that's the thing. I know you talked about it yesterday in your scrum post-practice, that while this start for your defense is one of the best that we've seen, and it's a formidable start with the touchdowns that they've given up, but at the same time, this will be their stiffest test. I know you had said, two young quarterbacks, let's not get too caught up into what the history book tells us.
Well, yeah, they did play arguably the best quarterback in his home park, Ricky Ray, and did a great job. But you know, each and every week is a different challenge. And, you know, as long as we're ready to play, we play fast and we play physical, you know, we'll make it a game.
And obviously, Coach, John Cornish is a topic that people are still talking about. How is it an easy thing to keep out of your locker room right now? Because it's a distraction. You don't want to worry about it. John wants to be there but can't be there. How easy is it just to move on without him?
Well, yeah, you have to. I mean, and we have very good football players replacing John, but we all want John back on the field. You know, and with these concussion situations, you have to be patient and just allow the process to happen. Hopefully John will get healthy in a short amount of time and can get back on the field. But in the meantime, we'll have a running back on the field, and he'll be able to get the job done.
No closed practices this week, Coach?
Not really. We're going to close it to the fans today, but not the media.
All right. Well, thanks. We appreciate that. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck.
All right, Boomer. Take care.
You bet. John Huffnagel, the coach and general manager of the Calgary Stampeders, brought to you by Bonton Meat Market. Just like your team, Bonton has a game plan to ensure we help execute the perfect and eating and shopping experience every single time. The new Bonton Meats now open in Crowfoot.